Well, it's been a really packed house today so far, and we had a very emotional speaker, a lady called in on nightly speaking about the reality for parents that are living with children with disabilities, in her case specifically with spina bifida, and the lack of services and support, and the time frame waiting to try and see consultants and specialists. And really the message that came out from her experience was that as a parent in charge of a vocal advocacy group in relation to supporting children with spina bifida, that she feels that there's no will by the government to listen to parents where children have disabilities. We have heard from the new reps that are standing, the new councillors that are standing that have joined us in the last 2 months. And it's fantastic to see people actually sitting, existing councillors, join the party and eager and excited and all ready to try and build the party to an even greater level. We also had speakers from the candidates that are standing in the Dublin the inner city by-election and Galway. We have a teacher actually from Enniskillen who's teaching and living in Galway for years as a candidate standing for the Galway constituency for the upcoming by-election. And again, young people full of enthusiasm to build into and to increase the support and the profile of the party.
And have you had the chance to put forward any of your motions?
Yeah, I have. I have some of the motions. The motions that I have put forward will be coming in directly from the people. Now, there's been two of them up so far. And in relation to the... we have the motion in relation to the policy for defective blocks will be coming up now in the afternoon. Again, the reality is that people are telling me they want a turnkey solution. Stop all the nonsense, cut the red tape, and just let the council have the responsibility of providing a like-for-like turnkey solution. It needs to become simplified, straightforward, and this case needs to be, the government needs to be aware that this is not just for Donegal, but what's going to happen with the people that have houses in the border counties along Derry-Tyrone borders that are also impacted by this. Have we an onus or responsibility to supply for those homeowners too? There's another issue in relation to one of the motions I have put forward today, coming from, again, grassroots, people that are not married, that don't have children, and they're trying to save and have assets that they've acquired. And when they die, currently at the moment, there is a huge discrepancy in the taxation system for people that are leaving assets to somebody that's not a son or daughter. So we want that regulated, that people that are preparing a will, which is a sensible and wise thing to do, that the taxation shouldn't be so, after working and paying tax all your life, that you want to leave it to a favourite niece or nephew or to somebody that is had been a family friend or a carer for you or supporter or somebody that's been a confidant or support to you, that you shouldn't be crippling them with the taxation, that you're giving it to the government instead of the person you want to leave it to. You know, so taxation has to be looked at in relation to inheritance. And that's one of the proposals we're putting forward from Donegal here as well today. And we're also, again, supporting the issues in relation to the standardisation of the IT systems across the hospitals to actually take in the island of Ireland, because we've seen Beaumont Hospital recently overrunning by over 2 million in relation to their new IT system, and that's just the overrun. And yet Beaumont's IT system can't communicate with the Celtic group in the northwest with us. So that's something that shouldn't be happening, and we need people to realise that this is a wanton waste of money with nobody held accountable for poor planning and a lot of mismanagement.